Hi, it's Noor Haider, one of the hosts of The Guardian's daily news podcast, Full Story. Every weekday, we bring you a single story, going beyond the headlines and taking you closer to The Guardian's journalism. Combining personal storytelling with analysis, we take you inside the stories that matter most. For fearless, independent reporting that holds power to account, listen to Full Story from The Guardian, wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to SBS News.
For Christina Simons, blood donation is deeply personal. Her 8-year-old daughter, Fatini, has beta thalassemia, a rare inherited blood disorder. It means she needs regular blood transfusions every 3 to 4 weeks.
If blood transfusions weren't available, I've just got goosebumps everywhere because we wouldn't have our little girl. She doesn't create her own blood or red blood cells, so she wouldn't be able to function. Her organs would shut down, her brain would not be working, her heart would not be pumping, and we wouldn't have the vibrant little girl that we have.
For families like Christina's, donated blood is not an occasional treatment. It's an ongoing part of life, with every transfusion helping children like Fortini continue to attend school, spend time with friends, and simply be kids. But blood donation is not only about the people who receive it. For Adelaide donor Indu Dhanashekhar, the importance of giving blood became clear while she was growing up in India. She says families there are often expected to find their own donors before treatment can go ahead. After responding to an urgent appeal as a teenager, she saw firsthand the difference a donation could make.
Oh, absolutely. Because, you know, when that mother came and spoke to me, it was not just giving up my time and donating. It was more about giving someone hope and for someone to actually live again. So it was very personal for me.
Now living in Adelaide, Indu donates regularly and encourages others to do the same. She says cultural beliefs and misconceptions can sometimes discourage people from donating blood.
Growing up, misconception that blood is only meant to stick with your family. You need to reserve your blood for your family who might need it, you know, one day. Or that women are not allowed to give blood because of all your fertilities and having a period every month. I just think all of those have been cultural misconceptions.
As Australia's population becomes more diverse, finding compatible blood can become more challenging. Lifeblood Senior Research Fellow Dr. Reena Hirani has studied how the country's blood profile is changing.
So what we found in the research was that Australia is becoming more positive overall, and that group B and AB groups are becoming more common in our community. And these are the blood groups that are found more commonly in parts of Asia, India, Pakistan. So that's probably why we're seeing a change in the blood prevalence within Australian communities.
While most people are familiar with blood groups such as A, B, AB and O, there are hundreds of blood characteristics that can influence whether a transfusion is compatible. As a result, Lifeblood says it needs a donor population that reflects the diversity of modern Australia. Medical Director of Pathology Services, Dr. James Daly, says recent changes have made more Australians eligible to donate blood.
Earlier this year in April, we moved to a gender-neutral assessment questionnaire so that the questions answered by donors are the same regardless of their gender. And that has meant that men who are in gay or bisexual long-term monogamous relationships are eligible to donate red cells and platelets.
Lifeblood says it needs around 33,000 blood donations every week to meet demand around the country. And for families like Christina Simons, the impact of that decision can be life-changing.
Every needle, every appointment that you make is absolutely priceless to us. It is our hope for our little one. It is another month, another day to create that laughter, those memories, and words just cannot describe what small selfless act that you do is absolutely huge for us.
Hannah Hodson, SBS News. Noor Haidar here, one of the hosts of The Guardian's daily news podcast, Full Story. Every weekday, we go beyond the headlines, taking you closer to The Guardian's journalism. Listen to Full Story wherever you get your podcasts.